It is Yud Beis, Adar Beis, Tavshin Pei Dal, of the 12th of the month of Adar Beis, 5784, here at the database of Rabbi Shua Eisenberg. We're here at Inyan Diyomi after a long hiatus yet again. I could not pass up on today's daf, which has an incredible shout out to Purim, which is tomorrow night, but Ezra Hashem. Bava Metzia, Chof Gimel Amid Beis, at the very bottom of the daf. And going on to Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is discussing the topic in Hashavas Aveda of Simonim and the concept of Klei Anpurya. When you want to return a lost object, but you have a brand new object that doesn't really have any identifying marks on it, so under what circumstances can that be returned? The Gemara says if you have Tzurva Mirabon and you have a Talmud Chacham who feels that he has enough of a Tviya sign, he has enough of a recognition, a familiarity with that item that he can identify it, then to him you may return it. And then the Gemara quotes from Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, that a Tzur v'mirabanan, this kind of Talmud Chacham, is someone who never bends the truth, except for in three different topics. There he might bend the truth, the topic of Maseches, the topic of Puraya, and the topic of Ushpiza. Maseches, or a Masechta, he can be dishonest and be humble about his level of knowledge in an area of Halacha, an area of Torah. He could say, I don't know the Masechta. When it comes to Puraya, as Rashi and Tosfos explained, respectively, Rashi says that maybe when it comes to marital relations, he can lie to be modest and not discuss marital relations. Tosfos says he can lie and not discuss seminal emissions. And finally, Ushpiza, he can downplay and not exaggerate on the accommodations that a particular host gave him so as not to have that host be bombarded by other people. But of course, I return to number two on that list, Puraya, which the Maharsha on our daf, if you turn to the back of the Gemara, the Maharsha explains that Puraya is referring to none other than Purim. That Mischai Venish Lebesumi Lebib Puraya Adol Yadav in Arhaman Lebarach Mordechai, that which Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Megillah, that a person is obligated to become intoxicated in Purim, Adol Yadav in Arhaman Lebarach Mordechai, they don't know the difference between curses Haman and blesses Mordechai. Says the Maharsha that if someone asks you, or this Talmud Chacham on Purim, if he reached the level of Adol Yadav Bein Arham and Baruch Mordechai, he's allowed to lie and say that he's reached that level, even if he has not reached that level of intoxication. Very, very fascinating and packed Maharsha, food for thought to think about what that might even mean, why a person would want to lie about it, why would a Talmud Chacham want to lie about that? What does it even mean to not know the difference between these two? For more fascinating Torah on this topic, I will leave the link to my shiur on this topic that I recorded, I think, around a year ago. But once again, in the meantime, I could not pass up this incredible Hashgacha Prat this moment. Until next time, stay tuned and attuned to these amazing Inyan Diyomi. Have a wonderful Shabbos Parsha Zachar. Have a Freilich in Purim. Thank you for joining us here at the database.